Ever since middle school, I've been interested in Japan.
When I was a small child, my father used to watch old samurai films.
I met this girl in middle school who was from Japan, and I fell in love with, like, her lunchbox and all the cute stickers she had. And ever since then, I've been like, I need to go there.
Pokemon, video games, Dragon Ball Z.
In college, I studied Japanese for 2 years.
Been studying it for about 6 years.
I have at least a little bit of Japanese.
And my Japanese is a little spotty.
Has anyone told me it's crazy? Yeah, plenty of people.
My family feels very nervous. The farthest I've been away from home so far was moving from Louisville to Bowling Green, and that felt like millions of miles.
My family reacted, they're just happy for me, but they're also nervous because I am going to Fukushima. But since they allow their own citizens there, why would they allow me to go if it was unsafe? In the end, I'm not nervous at all.
I'm nervous really about the first night there. After everything dies down and I'm in the apartment alone by myself, that could be the moment I'm like, wow, I'm in Japan, you know?
I wouldn't have guessed my first job would be in a completely different country.
My job there is to go and, you know, teach not just my language.
Being a representative.
To be an ambassador for the United States, for ambassador for my state, ambassador for my school, ambassador for my family.
I have a lot to show of Kentucky, Kentucky Derby, sightseeing destinations. I have brochures just crammed in my luggage.
Right now I'm just trying to focus on the simple questions like, did I pack enough socks?
I'm hoping that it'll be the best experience of my life.
And I hope I meet some pretty girl to marry. And
I hope I'll come back with a better understanding of not only Japan, but myself.
I really want to learn how to surf while I'm over there.
Hope I have a happy ending.
Hajime mashite, watakushi wa Taira Marikusu to moshimasu. Dozo yoroshiku onegai shimasu.